This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Today, a new mythos is dawning. The mythos of the blood.
Welcome to another edition of Never So Defiant and Proud on Renegade Broadcasting. With your host, Chris, this is Show 6. In this show, I will be talking about the awakening of white people, of Aryan people, to a true recognition of themselves, beyond the maze of information and lies. But I hope that this show really has some value to some people, and that perhaps it creates some shortcuts in their thinking, and even their feeling, so that we can be that bit less trapped by this information field that people take years, if not decades, if not a lifetime, to decipher for themselves. And at least for myself, I think the ideas that I am presenting will at least trigger some understanding so that the process can perhaps be quickened with some people. I am not trying to awaken people. People have to do that for themselves. But what I am attempting to do is to cut short the path that is purposefully elongated, which was created so that people get lost and never find the way home. I am making this because I care and I believe in these principles. At the time of this recording, I am in no way living to the standard that I would see as acceptable. But what I am trying to put forward is that we must be attempting to pull ourselves beyond this mire, beyond this mess, constantly improving, even if it takes years. There are many paths towards this, but it is about making the effort to finding the right path. And I have not made shows very often, but I believe in the principles that I present, even if I might present some ideas slightly differently, if I had the time. But we cannot be constantly perfecting to the degree that we never create. Sometimes, I guess, we have to take the first steps on the path that we envision, and I do not see it as hypocritical to speak of a vision, of a place or an idea that you have not yet accomplished or been. It is about striving towards this, connecting with it. And in this case, it is an intention, a wish that we take this direction. We may take the first steps towards the mountain, but we are a few steps closer, and we move in the right direction, getting to know the terrain, tentatively stepping forward, and gaining strength and clarity. Let us now no longer be stuck in the maze of distractions. May we truly now awaken. So many people, even in New Age circles, well, that's not really a surprise, say that life is just about having fun, which I guess means it isn't about building up something great, or preserving our culture, or greatness, or even decency. And I don't see how that is spiritual in any form. These people may as well be at this party downstairs. But these people are not relevant. The crowd is the current norm, not the current relevance to the playout. I mean the playout of events. Norm is not the power, but a representation of the current acceptance. To be in the crowd is not to be relevant, unless that group, so to speak, is within their own power. The general mess of people who are programmed by the Jewish elite are the goy, and if they play along, they are the good goy. But those who are in their own self-awareness are the opposite, which is yog. And a truly enlightened one is a yogi, which is exactly what is prevented in this world, because too many enlightened people could bring this mess down. And I think that it is important that people persevere, and that may not be fun, but if we do not strive through the darkness, we cannot create that greatness which the darkness is trying to prevent. It can sometimes be a solitary path, but finding your own truth and expressing that can sometimes be like this. I do not want to be taking poisoned gifts from the enemy. I want to be defiant and proud of who I am, and not let others limit my ability to be creative. And if I cannot concentrate on anything else right now, then I will talk about that in itself. Because a lot of people are finding it hard to find their voices, because they are prevented by constant onslaught, by society or family, circumstances or lack of money. It is very hard for people to speak up, and people lack confidence as well. People don't have the time to put something together either. I would also say, don't buy into shallow, here today, gone tomorrow, memes and ideas. Find your own path. Do not be a goy, be a yog. Find your own inner path. And don't be an awake goy either. There are many levels to being awake, if you want to call it that. Even levels are of the mind, such as this idea of 4D chess, the idea that people have to play elaborate games to get their message forward, and even compromise to do the right thing. It is a ridiculous idea. It is not a natural way of thinking. It is not organic. It is artificial intelligence to sway people in a certain direction, tricking them over and over again. Political mind control. Vague narratives that mean nothing, and then the next week, the same people are saying the exact opposite, yet somehow represent the same ideas. Firstly, this is complete illusion, but also an artificial way of thinking. Four-dimensional chess. It seems very left-brain and rigid, without inspiration. It is not of this world, and it is not of the Aryan dream. Many of these levels of awakeness are not awake at all. They are complete delusions. They are reactions, programmed. So people think that they are out of one box, but end up in another box, simply through the reaction. Perhaps this in itself is the four-dimensional chess, controlling all games, taking people from one game into another game, but it does not matter. It isn't about 3D, 4D, 5D, or whatever. Just don't play into this mind control garbage. I have to say for myself, if I hadn't believed through following people within the conspiracy movement, or the truth movement, whatever you want to call it, and the New Age movement, I believed that there would be an awakening happening faster. So I watched tons and tons of videos to educate myself. And a lot of it was very educational. When I say awakening happening faster, I mean awakening in this world. People awakening to what is happening. And the reasons why the world is a mess. I didn't really feel I had much choice though, due to my circumstances at the time. And I also believed in some of these people to some extent. But I also feel like I was led round and round in circles. I wanted to know what was really going on, and I wanted to get to the depth of it, not just on a shallow level. And I do not think that I wasted my time. I now know that there are psyops on almost every level, and the web of lies and controls is exceedingly intricate. But I do feel now that I have a fairly good grasp of what is going on, despite years of people trying to distract me away from this, because I always wanted to get to this truth, and I wanted to get there through understanding all of these layers, which I think it is important that I got through, even though I wish I'd got through it faster. It is virtually impossible to find your own path, and this is not a neglect of society, this is an intention. I also think that this red pill idea could just be getting people into the matrix rather than facing the problems that face them. Take the blue pill and win anyway, or take the red pill and be artificially indoctrinated by those who you have been fooled to trust. The false alternative, initiated, but not in a good way. I'm not saying that people should not search for truth. I'm just saying that there's information that's given to people as this so-called red pill. So people go down the rabbit hole and they see some of the game for what it is, but they don't truly find themselves. They know some of what is going on, but from a certain narrative, which is still controlled. Controlled opposition. They are still a good goy, still playing along, even though they think they may not be. They are not truly enlightened. They just have more knowledge, different knowledge. It is enlightening and interesting to the mind. I think there can be good aspects to the idea of the red pill, but it is still a choice handed to us. Know that that whole game is a deception. Be a yogi and be truly enlightened and empowered within yourself, not within this world. The problem is that the world is so filled with lies that it is hard to decipher it, especially when you are programmed not to look in certain directions. Also, the further away you are from these fake narratives, the harder it is to connect to others, especially if you have been programmed, or should I say, indoctrinated, with these red pill ideas, conspiracy theories, New Age, or whatever else. And a lot of very crazy ideas can come with this. I'm not saying that all of this is completely wrong either. I'm just saying that there is a muddled mess that people end up taking on board, and it can really mess with people's minds and take people off the path of really finding the truth, which I think really is out there. People may even try and wake up others with a false narrative, even if years later they realize that those ideas were programs. But these ideas can really make people look stupid, and people have to process this information. They have to take it on board, and this of course happens within their ordinary lives and can cause a real mess. For me, the red pill is just another term for induced neurosis. Expand your higher knowledge, not your computer knowledge, not your reactionary knowledge, which is the lower knowledge. Develop your inner will and wisdom. May fire be in your belly so that you do not fall for diluted messages and can rise above it, and can burn through the lies and delusion to your destination of truth. The path may be important, but I think our paths are dampened so that our fire cannot burn to full capacity. So we are slowed on our path, on our way to our own victory, our own inner victory, so that we can do our part within the greater purpose, the real purpose. And you should know what that is, if your fire is truly alive within your belly. It is disillusionment that leads to false paths. There are here today, gone tomorrow heroes. And then there are real heroes, who truly found their passion within this world, and knew their purpose, and knew their truth, unblinkered. These are the true heroes of the time. So-called history may show in time who is a hero, even when some had already seen it, whether this be closer or further afield in the timeline. Hopefully their truth is regained before they are forgotten, because the lie would prefer that these people are forgotten, and these individuals can be keys to refinding that truth. And I am not saying truth as in information. I am saying truth as in wisdom and clarity, true order and sanity. I think today's world can lead people to try and find answers in all the wrong places, because they don't know where to go. There is no outlet for their longing, and everything and everybody seems to hold them back. So people can get lured into traps. Traps of thinking that do not give real answers or give elaborate answers that sound impressive but may only have a part of the picture. if it were not for this mess of ideas, and the real truth being able to flourish, if the world were more natural, people would not have to go on this search, or the meanings that people would search for would be deeper and more meaningful, because sometimes I don't know if people know what they are even searching for. It becomes escapism. I don't think in National Socialist Germany people had the time to find this kind of escapism, because people of real passion could channel that into their work and into their love for their people. And also their people were actively striving to unlock the mysteries and resolve them. People didn't have to spend their whole lives just trying to understand the world. Keep purifying your inner self and your standards and connection to the dream. This reality that we are living in is within a veil of deception, however deep that may go. Beyond that veil is the truth. The dream is our connection to that truth. The truth is out there, but it is beyond this veil of deception. As time has gone on, more layers of deception, more veils have been placed within this world. One of the most recent is after the destruction of National Socialist Germany. Now, Aryan high culture is seen as scary, and sophistication is seen as evil, because being awake, being defiant and proud, shakes people out of this delusion. It is almost a total sleep state that people have entered, where even basic goodness and greatness must be feared. It is about the energy that you hold. You can't cover all bases, but try to cover enough to be on point. Be yourself and be real. This is naturalism. And together, if we can work together in this sanity, it is natural socialism. National Socialism is a reawakening to some level of sanity. In fact, it is sanity. It is a natural order. National Socialism, to some degree, defeated communism and the British Empire. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, the Rothschild Empire. Rothschild in English is Red Shield. And the Rothschild house in Frankfurt had a red six-pointed star on the face of it. Perhaps the red pill could represent both of these. Red is the colour of communism, and then there is the red shields. But perhaps there is a connection there. Rothschild communism. We used to know what we were fighting, but in the maze of false truths, the real voices of truth rise when all others are shown as fake. The truth stands out because the truth was always the truth, as others faltered. There may be few voices now, at least those with true clarity. But I believe when there is a tipping point, this awakening could turn on a dime, the switch could be flipped, and within a few months, those who truly get it could be very many in number. It doesn't matter if it is the truth, they just have to get people on the ride. But if the rides no longer work, then people won't want to stay in that fairground. And as they keep expanding the fairground with more and more rides, people will eventually want to get the hell out of there. Eventually, people should understand that they are not getting anywhere. And if they can truly see why, the real voices will stand out. The real truth will be apparent. And National Socialism will be ready. It is already there, we just need to reclaim it. This is true purpose, not slaving for money. Purpose is when you are pulled by your desires. Purpose is when you know what is right. There is a purpose within this world that we can be a part of together. A fantastic future, with everything in its right place. True order, natural order, the way things naturally work and the way things naturally fit. Push is when things are put in a place, put in its place, by those who wish to define it so. There are many who do not like to be pulled. By pull, in this case, I mean an individual has a desire, has a strong purpose within them, and connects to some force outside of themselves that represents that truth. They connect to this, and it pulls them forward. It gives them speed. It gives them strength. But many are happy to be pushed because they have no purpose, or the purpose has been washed out of them. Many people are easy to be pushed. They may even feel like they are being pulled, like they are part of a purpose, when really they have been made to think that their energies are going to something worthwhile and valuable, which to some degree may be the case. But we are not all pulling in the right direction, in the same direction. It almost does not exist, or is not allowed to exist. And even the idea of it is made to seem scary and elusive, and in fact disorder against the order of mediocrity. Those who are pushed, or even those who think they are pulling in the right direction, can be passion killers, those with no real dreams or goals. Their dreams are gone or limited, or most likely misdirected, in which case they will misdirect others in kind. It also leads to a vicious circle where generation upon generation are reacting to the previous, perhaps taking some misdirection on board or taking their neurosis elsewhere to some other misdirected idea. This is not an inner dream or a true dream outside to connect with. This is the nightmare repackaged to replace the squashed dreams of multitudes. We can be great. We can be glorious. We can be Aryans. We can, we will. This mess is not us. I am saying we can do this. We can. We must. This is what your ancestors fought for. Not to become a mush. Not to let things slip to such degeneracy. We must have value. We have value, and thus we must have values. The two must go together. It isn't even about being on the right path or the wrong path. It is about finding your path and perfecting it. And if through perfecting it, you see that it is wrong, you turn it in another direction. But whatever happens, do not let the passion die. Don't just fall. Rise. Be better. It isn't about being anything. It is about having that inner drive and not letting go of it. I am saying this as much to myself as to anyone else. It is time for us to clean up our act as a people. Only then can we truly unite behind a real ideal that we can connect with. Those without value do not have values. I am talking about value within themselves. This could even be to do with confidence. But we need to build this up in ourselves. We cannot be so lacking in confidence that we are so easily misled in various directions. We must have a pure vision of what we want and what we can be. And this social, philosophical, and spiritual vision can be a new mythos, a new glorious path of perfection. Not even a background noise, but the very air would vibrate with the essence of this mythos. It would emanate from everyone and everything. It would be the baseline of living, the fine standard of creation through splendor, inner splendor gained through will, and through that will emanating throughout the land, the will of the Aryan nation. Hail Odin, may his will live in the spirit of the land and live in the hearts of those who reside, create this divine culture, for culture lives in the iron spirit. It lives in the blood, and when it is unleashed, it emanates forth into the world. it becomes the template. It is the godly essence, the Holy Grail. What are we waiting for? We have been fooled into submission. To think in such a short time we have almost completely been destroyed. But we are not finished yet. We have the power to throw this off. That is why we are not done yet. Because if we realize what is being done to us, we will bring it down. We have the power within us. We are gods in human form. We have been severely limited and trampled upon, and made to forget our power. In fact, if we are powerful, it is called evil. The witch hunt was always against iron blood, and the power that it holds. Know that this is still the witch hunt. The true iron mind is a genius, but that genius mind is constantly shut down, and our genius is filtered away from us into the technological grid to enslave us, like a trickle-down effect that is released to us by corporations, sold to us. Our genius is sold back to us at a pitiful price, the price on us. And these are not strides in advancement. We can do so much better, and we even have done so much better. But when the advancement goes too far, it is shut down. We are given technologies that break down so that we have to buy new. This is controlled obsolescence. This world is controlled so that it breaks down, so that nobody ever really gets forward. The only real advancement is the advancement in distractions. While people get diseases that people didn't get before, or at least not to the degree, but people are sold on the dream that a cure will one day be found. The only cure is an end to this madness. It isn't a dream, it is a nightmare. And the illusion of the dream is created by those who control the nightmare, so that the real solutions are never found, or so that people can never connect to the real solutions, the real reality, the real normality. Should we really be having electricity everywhere anyway? Or at least the current expression of electricity? There are electrical fields everywhere now. It is an electric soup. If we are to have our own field of energy in this unseen, surely this electrical field would be interfering with this. I am not saying that we should not have electric lights. Perhaps there are ways to have light, a technology that is not available to us yet. Perhaps it would not need the same kind of fuel, or be far more efficient. Anyway, electricity in this world has become a kind of slavery. Even most of the media and information is controlled, even if some truth can find its way through. But even this, of course, can be subverted, as I have previously stated. It can be escapist media, which can make a complete mockery of the truth that it may be alluding to. Eventually we have to live in reality, and we could have some kind of archive or archives for our culture and information, and perhaps this could be highly advanced, but not use the same kind of technology, and for the most part not be in everybody's daily lives. It is interesting how the world is taken from us, controlled by others, and then sold back to us, instead of us having access to the original. But that original is destroyed by the synthetic. And what is the next level after this natural world, virtual reality? So the entire reality is stolen from us. First our world is destroyed, and then we end up in a fake reality, virtual reality. So we cannot even get back to the messed up world to make it well again. But we have to make this world better within this world, not deeper within somebody else's game. We are not so far gone that we cannot recreate this world. This limitation is most certainly not what we are. We are more, the greater value. This world is built on our genius and then handed back to us, or not to us, eventually, if we are to be genocided. In this case, everything will be stolen from us, including our existence. This is another reason why we must have a will to power. The natural Aryan will to power. We need to design our own world, otherwise others will do it for us, or we will do it for them, but not through our own originality, or through our generosity. This is evil's will to distort and to destroy us, which has left us with nothing more than the will to cower. Be a yog, not a goy. Get back up and do not give away your energy through degeneracy. Be the solution, not the desolation. The adventure is not in this world. The adventure is that which we are yet to create. We can bring our adventure to this world. That is this mythos that lives within us. We have not come here to have fun within this world. We have come here to bring our glory into the world and to experience the glory already present. A feedback loop that has been denied to us, which we need to reconstruct. Bring back the torque, the rotating force of our connection, TORQUE, or represented in this show by TALK, which can be an important means of presenting and defining this lost connection. And with this connection, with this feedback loop, we can grow with great strides in quantum leaps, alchemizing this world to something greater. And it can change very fast. Again, a good example, National Socialist Germany. And who knows where it could have led. The potential that was not just idle talk, that was the talk of creation, a moment of force and potential, a power that was yet to be fully harnessed and manifested in this world. It was greatly limited by those who hated it and wish to see its demise. Bring your inner light. It is important. Don't let it not be with you for too long. If ever, keep it alive. Keep the dream alive. Do not let our mythos die. Some of our feedback loop is still alive. Some of our connection. This is natural alignment, destiny, purpose. What is preventing our purpose? These should be the questions. What is the energy that we must be entering? Our purpose is being subverted by ego purpose. Not that ego is necessarily a bad thing, but it can get away from us if we allow it, or can take charge. If we cannot take charge of our own minds, aligning with our true passion and purpose, our power within, perhaps even our destiny, and our true place within this world, or the world in which we create. For this world will no longer exist. The world is a Jewish corporate construct. The earth is the true natural order, which has been subverted, controlled, and defiled by those who have no love for it, and see its value as only useful to its ends. Its own ego ends. A feedback loop of decay. A system of control that needs constant input rather than the natural order of things that is constantly creating. The Aryan Earth order is very different than the unnatural Jewish world order. And the Aryan talk of freedom, torch of freedom, inner fire, does not need mechanical parts or outside electricity to work. It is not a well-oiled machine like the JWO. It is not mechanical, and thus it cannot fit these creations stereotypes and be a cog in that system. Its genius destroys this delusion of mechanical application and convenience. An alternative to the new mythos is the New Age, which is another Jewish creation and distraction, telling people to be one with the light, to lose themselves, to either activate their chakras, i.e. their energy centers, the energy wheels within their body, or alternatively, to get rid of them altogether. So either they are not ready to be activated, but force these energies too soon or unnaturally, or remove this altogether, thinking that this is a block to us finding the divine, the white light beyond the rainbow. But the different colors of the chakras are representations of this white light. They are your unique representation. People are told that without their chakras, they cannot be attacked, and that it limits their connection when they have chakras to infinite consciousness. But perhaps without these wheels of light, these wheels of energy, talks perhaps, you lose that connection and simply become a zombie, or even lose your soul without that connection. Perhaps then you are connected to the white light, but the white light of nothingness, instead of constantly perfecting yourself. I hear that some people would prefer to go back to the primordial soup of creation, to give up their existence, to be a part of this oneness, but others wish to perfect their beings, to be perfected, the ultimate of what they are meant to be. A Siddha, S-I-D-D-H-A. Perhaps this is what it means to be one with the gods, to be on a path of true transcendence, the true godly path of self-development. Our gods wish us to develop, to become like them, not to become degenerates. National Socialism truly is the godly path, the resurrection of Vedic power, knowledge, and wisdom, the will to power for the righteous cause. Be light and nimble upon your feet. Do not be clumsy. Be refined. And yes, lay your footprint within this world, not your carbon footprint. Both sides of the carbon argument are ridiculous. For the most part, we could be beyond burning carbon fuels. On the other side, there is the global warming delusion, not your carbon footprint, your silica footprint, your shining crystal footprint. Leave your positive mark upon this world, and may you send ripples through the Akashic records, your moment of glory, your defining presence, your value. Together we can create a new golden age, the Aryan Age, an Aryan Imperium, a new mythos, our worldly domain, and its spiritual essence, a tangible quality, a truly magical manifestation, not simply a worldly enchantment. We should not have a small footprint upon this world. We are not here to be small and insignificant. We are here to be greater, not to be smaller. For Jews, hypocrisy is power. Power of narrative and power over narrative. Whereas Aryans have a moral standard, standing for causes, often at their own detriment, in these times at least, through naivety. Whites are the ones who ended slavery. We are not the cause of the problems afflicting the other races. Should there be white guilt? No, there should be Jewish guilt, of course, if they are even capable of feeling it, some of them at least. Our ancient Aryan Imperium, as opposed to Imperium, because it is based on empirical Aryan truths. The Imperium was destroyed our ancient past and knowledge. And then there was a reconquest, and these were the Jewish empires, including the British Empire, which was controlled by the Jews. And the Jews were behind the slavery of both blacks and whites, and the black slaves had more rights than the Irish slaves. In fact, the Irish were not seen as having any rights whatsoever. This was a sign and a form of white genocide. But now, to be successful, you have to wear collar, cuffs and tie. The modern business suit, the collar, the cuffs, the tie, or the bow tie. The control grid of the human beehive, run by oil and electricity, and controlled evermore by artificial intelligence. A chain to those collars, cuffs, and ties, to pull people to work, to slave at computers. I am not sure many are pulled by desires to be a part of this building of a matrix, because that is exactly what it has become. We are watching the construction of the matrix. With every passing car that goes to work and delivers its slave passenger to its office. It is funny that Jews do not know what National Socialism is, because they are so focused on the word Nazi. National Socialism is the third path, beyond the left and the right, perhaps even the fourth path, beyond the left-right-center paradigm. Perhaps the Fourth Reich is the transcendence, the ascension, beyond these paradigms, going beyond these mind viruses, beyond this old broken wheel that is modern society, that is not society at all. It is modern culture, called mass media by Edward Bernays, who said, "Popular culture and the mass media have a symbiotic relationship. Each depends on the other in an intimate collaboration." Edward Bernays was a pioneer in the field of public relations and propaganda, known as the father of public relations, or the relations of the elite, the Jewish elite, with the goy masses. And it has been designed almost down to the finest detail. Perhaps we should be expressing the joys of National Socialism and the strength through joy to break the Nazi spell, the Jewish Nazi spell. They are the Ashka Nazi after all. Perhaps subconsciously people know that Nazi is really the Jew, but consciously they associate it with the Germans or white people, or people who want to build something great and orderly that is not of this world of mess and decay. Perhaps through this idea of public relations, garnered through full-spectrum analytics, our truth movements are taken over or created even before we really had the idea, and then is taken off course or derailed, which takes the wind out of the sails of the real people involved, and possibly out of any potential real movement to rise in its wake, or at least that is the idea. I am not sure if National Socialism would work differently in different countries. For example, if it were to work in America, perhaps it would either have to work alongside the Constitution, or there would be some kind of hybrid, or hybrid of ideals. US, NS, maybe. I think, though, Europe should be the core of National Socialism. It has been the white fatherland for many thousands of years, where the people claim Europe is the ancestral birthplace of the white race, or Hyperborea / Daaria, and then down into Asia or Asia, and then into Europe or the Great Veneer. Perhaps this is even where the conflict of the Aesir and the Vanir come from. Europe right now is the hub of Aryan culture, whether we're talking about Eastern or Western Europe, Northern or Southern. I'm not comparing that right now. The central core Germany, of course, would be the beating heart, as I believe that it has been for thousands of years. Perhaps Europe could be the Uber-Nation, with Celtica, Nordica, Germania and Slava. Celtica including Spain and Portugal, Portugal as in Gaul, and Gallia, France or Gaul, G-A-U-L, Portugal, Spain, France, the British nations and Ireland, Germania including all the former German land, Italy, perhaps the Czech Republic, of course Austria, Slovenia, Greece, and perhaps other areas. Slava, including the Slavic nations. Nordica, the Nordic nations, including a fully reconstituted Finland and the Baltic nations. Perhaps under this there could be regions, then counties, then councils, but the councils would be run a bit differently than they are now, perhaps run on a tribal system, all working holographically, symbiotically. Other continents could perhaps follow a similar structure. Perhaps if the true history comes out, some of the Asian nations or Asian lands can be given back to the white people. But there are so many East Asians and different types of peoples, the Asiatic peoples, that perhaps even then we would have to make some level of compromise, if it has to come to that at all. I would also suggest if the United States or North America were to build a wall, it seems a bit ridiculous to me to have it in its current location. If we're talking about it in the future as a defense, I would suggest a wall below the Panama Canal or somewhere in the Central American Peninsula. There could be a lot of land in South America for the mixed up peoples. Perhaps though, as a compromise, Australia could be given to the Asians so that we could have back some of our former land. Also, I am not sure how many sub-Saharan Africans there were in the past. I mean, the name itself says something. Supposedly there was an Aryan high culture in the north of Africa and in South Africa when white people came in the modern era. South Africa was made up of the Bushmen, who are seen as another people from the sub-Saharan Africans, more timid and less brutal. But the sub-Saharan Africans were brought in by the British. So perhaps in many ways we have a greater claim to land than we thought. And we may have a hell of a lot of land if we have been genocided down. But Aryans like to have space and quiet. And perhaps these cities and concrete will not take as long as we may think to fall away and be taken back by nature. Perhaps even we will find a way to refine the balance. And perhaps nature or other forces, perhaps even the Fourth Reich, if it exists, will come back and bring this order. National Socialism is the new model that makes the old model obsolete. But perhaps if the old model is so obsessed with controlled obsolescence, then perhaps it should make itself obsolete and save us the trouble. White people naturally want to be around their own people and their own culture. It is just that we have been programmed away from this. We have been forced into false realities and false cultures, when really, naturally, we want to be around our own folk, and even our own individual tribe cultures. Different types of people have different characteristics, and for a people to truly work together, they have to be of the same kind, because there is the same inner vision in the blood. They are of the same stock. They have the same predisposition, which in turn decides what the makeup of that culture will be. And if you have many inputs, you just end up with this meaningless mess that is human culture. We need to control the narrative that as our numbers decline, it is because we are being genocided, not that it is a natural progression that should be encouraged. Human history is really the story of the fall of the white race, once you see it for what it is. Please look at how happy the people were in National Socialist Germany. They really had an ecstatic joy. This was a folk spirit awakened. Is this not something truly valuable for us to re-find? This earth has turned into total misery, but there was a real joy awakening, living in the hearts and minds of the iron folk who could feel it, kindled by the flame of remembrance, awakening the true essence of the Germanic spirit. Even if you want to believe some of the lies about Germany, you have to admit that this was a truly amazing spirit that had been found within that country, and the people were coming together. How can this in any way be evil? This quite obviously does not look like selfishness, but it was a self-worth for one's people. The Jews have a kind of twisted self-worth. They are invested in self-interest, but we have been taught not to, not that we should copy the Jewish model, but we should find our inner pride and recreate that within the world. And that cannot be compromised or limited. We have to have our own defined place within the world, our own sphere of existence, not limited or whittled away, and in a true undistorted form, at least for our people. This is glory, the glorious expression of true genius, unchained and free, a return to reality. Now this shall be our time, and may this time come upon us without any more delays. Irons awaken. It is both simple, yet deep and profound. A strength through joy, not a simple meaningless life, but a simple order, simple profound truths that lay the framework, the potential for a great tapestry of creation, a true order of sublime nature that naturally unfolds and is created without the need to compromise or diminish, because this is our true creation and nothing will be there to prevent it. A true harmony and synthesis, defiant to the last man, woman and child, proud of their living culture that does not induce neurosis and distort the potential for true happiness and inner awakening to self, because this society would nurture this aspect, would nurture the race soul. The world of the early 21st century has become so bad that some are starting to think that the so-called Nazis that were defeated must be good by implication, or at least was a hell of a lot better, even if you believe some of the lies. And I know that there are many false narratives surrounding this word Nazi, and that really there never were any Nazis. This was a label by the enemy, the Allies, the all liars. Although there may have been a few who lived up to that title, but these were actually dealt with. National Socialism was about upliftment, not slime. Slime was unacceptable because it brings everyone down. It brings down culture and civilization because it spreads like a virus. Is being a neo-Nazi, quote-unquote, really a bad thing by this stage? Surely the negative charge about around these terms is falling away, and there is a lot of quote-unquote diversity even within the ideas surrounding National Socialism, or Nazism, as it is so commonly misrepresented as. Nazi is actually a completely different idea, an imposed idea. It does not at all represent the true values of National Socialism. It is presented as cold-hearted. It is presented as cold-hearted and ruthless. Well, perhaps we will have to be ruthless, but that is not because it is our natural state of being. And if anything, National Socialists were not aggressors at all. They were for true peace, not wishy-washy peace. And they had an inner pride. The Germans were being genocided. They are still being genocided. The best of our Aryan stock. So it would be foolish in this case not to retaliate, so to speak, or more correctly, defend themselves and freedom and true justice, not invented justice, so that some sick freaks can have it their way. The natural order and balance of things was being brought back to first Europe and then perhaps to the rest of the world, which would have meant the control system would fall and a new golden age would be established through the will to power, the will of the Aryan nation. In this world, no nation or people are allowed to be truly proud of what they are and create their own nation through their own hands and their own will. This is unacceptable to those who wish to dominate and subvert all culture of whatever race that might be, but most especially the white race. White privilege truly means that we are proud to be what we are and not simply be humans ready to be mixed up with all the other peoples. Well, no, white privilege is a label which is suggesting that white people have a privilege, access that other peoples do not have and should also have, which in fact is a form of genocide. It is not about giving people what they should have had. It is about giving people what they shouldn't have. But it is because whites are no longer considered a people, and so within the human race need to be on the same level, whether or not in reality they are. But now white people are truly disadvantaged, yet still can do so much in that state. Perhaps that still is not good enough. Whites need to be seen to be on the same level. If we are proud in what we are, we can create great things. If this is privilege, it is because we created it. And it is potential still. Potential is not privilege when it comes from your own inner potential. Again, this is the will to power, but it is all about integrating Aryans into the new human race, which never really existed before, or what is referred to as white people, people who simply have a white complexion, and that this is nothing special or unique. It is mixing up all the different racial elements to create an unidentity, and this anti-culture will look for guidance from outside of itself because of the inner conflict of the various race souls within itself. If not for anything else, this is a big reason why race mixing is unacceptable. It does not make for stronger offspring. In fact, race mixed people have a harder time conceiving, among a whole host of other problems. This is nature's way of keeping balance. But many believe, and this is also shown with plants and animals, so why would this not work with people, that if there is a small amount of foreign DNA, nature can purify this out. So perhaps those with a small admixture can again be pure in the future. But I am most definitely not advocating breeding with someone who is already mixed up, if it can be avoided. I do think to a degree purity is a virtue we need to be upholding, and not just in terms of breeding. I will now put in a break and record again on the other side. Now for hour two.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Welcome back. This is hour two of Never So Defiant and Proud with your host Chris on Renegade Broadcasting. This second hour is recorded about 2 weeks after the first hour. I find it hard to make a show on such a subject as this because it is not a frivolous thing. I need to really dedicate my time to it. I have to get into a certain state of mind because I want to be taking this seriously. It is more than just speaking the words. It is about purveying a feeling. I don't want to just make idle talk. I don't want the talk to just go round and round in circles. I want us to really be moving somewhere and creating something. It takes a lot of energy for me to make a show because I have to find the time for it. But at the moment I think I can only make one every so often. As I said, this is not a frivolous thing. And I want to treat it as such, give it the due respect, and speak valuable words if I can. We don't know what we have lost. We really don't know. Especially the young people, but even older people. Wars have destroyed what Europe once was. And now some young people think that white people never had a culture, that it is only other peoples that are cultured, and white people only came in to destroy them. White people, iron people, the label at this moment doesn't matter to me. They are the most compassionate people on the planet. Sometimes too compassionate, which is probably why they have fallen for the lies. It seems to me that most of the people who buy these lies have had the iron spirit die within them. Otherwise, they would see it lacking in the world and wonder where it had gone. It isn't just about conspiracy theories, or us being controlled, or limited. It is about a missing spirit, and really that is what it comes down to, the iron spirit rising again. And if that happens, this will all fall apart. I always knew there was something missing in this world, and really I always knew it was the iron spirit, that somehow we must have been defeated and subjugated, and I never let that go, because it is the only thing of value. Information can help people wake up, but I don't know why people just can't get it. I know the lies have to be deprogrammed for people, but I guess if somebody is so easily programmed, then they may also be the kind of person who find it almost impossible to question their own program. All I want to say is, why can't you see it? Why is the truth so veiled to you? Why can't you feel it? People almost seem to have false feelings, triggered, more emotional triggers than actual feelings, because feelings cut to the core. People must be disconnected from their actual feeling center. There is an innocence that is lost in this world. The childlike nature has been replaced with a childish nature. The childlike is young and innocent. the childish is immature and stupid. There is more than enough information out there to tell us that there were Aryans all over this earth, ancient Aryans. There are ancient stories and even mummies and artifacts and architecture. And this is one thing that the Third Reich were putting together. We are the culture bringers, and we over time have been destroyed. Our bloodlines have been defiled, but our blood is everywhere. But we need to keep as much pure stock around as we can, or as pure as there is, whatever the true origins of the Aryan people. We have maybe fallen very far from what we once were. And maybe enlightenment and ascension, true empowered ascension, through the Aryan spirit, not something wishy-washy, can raise us through purity to be greater versions of our race. Perhaps to transform beyond being simply human or being too similar to the other human type races. But I do believe that the purer people are, the closer they are to this Aryan spirit. And I think purity is very important. I am somewhat sorry to say this, but yet I am not sorry because I feel that it is the truth. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or red-haired, green-eyed, and sometimes even brown-haired people have a purer character than those with black hair and brown eyes. There are honourable exceptions to this, and I know that a lot of blonde-haired, blue-eyed, etc. people have been very misled, but even then, even if they have completely bought the lie, I still feel the innocence there, and I have always felt that. I always wondered where these black-haired people came from, like they somehow must be invaders, even if they were quote-unquote white. The character seemed off to me. As I said, this is not always the case either way, but to a great extent, this is what I have noticed and felt quite strongly, and this has led me to where I am today. I am not against any good people, but I am for purity, pure spirit, and pure awakening, and I believe that purity of blood goes along with this, and I do believe that nature can purify the blood. There are stories of darker skinned people, when finding enlightenment, having their skin turn white, almost like that little bit of Aryan blood, or perhaps over 50% burnt the rest away. Or perhaps this really speaks of Aryan supremacy, the Aryan spirit, that even the tiniest amount, when truly activated, can burn away all else. But I still feel some kind of caste system may be necessary, at least 3, 4, or 5 castes, to separate out the varna, the colour, of our people. I'm talking about purity, not blonde or red separation, although it might naturally go that way. I also think that there are different Aryan types that purify out, at least the blonde and blue-eyed and red hair and green eyes, but I've also heard it said that there were 4 Rhodas, as I have read, the 4 Aryan tribes, platinum blonde, golden blonde, red hair, and a vibrant woody brown, which had silver eyes, blue eyes, green eyes, and amber eyes, accordingly. But perhaps before we get to there, we need to at least keep the purer people more separate, and then the fairly pure, the slightly mixed up, the more mixed up, etc. But perhaps we can bring back a true high bloodline, if it does not already exist somewhere, through practices of purity. Perhaps if the Fourth Reich have been breeding, as many believe, then we have little problem in this aspect. I've heard it said that, for example, in Wales, in Britain, there were people who had black hair before the blonde people came in. But what if there were various migrations before this, and mixings? Perhaps the blondes were just reintroducing themselves. Also, many of these people have curly hair. Well, where would this curly hair come from? Perhaps black Africans, African people, or what I will call sub-Saharan African people. It's not their continent, have curly black hair. So perhaps there is a link. I know there are many white people who have slightly curly hair, and this may even come from admixture. But there are many other traits that may not be originally from us. So do we really have any pure stock left? Also, in Ireland, there are stories of the Black Irish coming in. No, not quote-unquote Africans. Black-haired, whitish people. And these are not the same as the original stock. Ireland also had blonde settlers, but they seem to settle in more and integrate more with the Irish culture. I do think there are big differences between blonde-haired people and red-haired people. There is a difference in character. They are both Aryan, though, but they are different types of Aryan. And as I said, I believe that nature purifies them out. They are definitive types. But perhaps we should be especially upbreeding the redhead line. Many redheads nowadays are strawberry blondes, a mixture between red and pale blonde or golden blonde. But I somehow feel that Ireland in the future needs to be a red-headed nation. Something in my gut tells me so, and perhaps different types of people will be in different areas, and not just Aryans in Europe, but all Aryan lands that we have reclaimed. We are more than just quote-unquote Europeans. I believe that we have been genocided down, and we have been cornered to a large extent within Europe, that it is a last Aryan stronghold. But that is important. I do not personally see us as Europeans. However, to be proud to be Europeans, as in preservers of Europe, or coming from Europe to settle the world, after we have been genocided down to mostly only Europe, although some people who are white or Aryan who have gone to the Americas or elsewhere have not necessarily come from Europe. But we can be proud to be Europeans. However, these terms can get very mixed up and simplified. And although a simple message is important, a simple message can also be misleading in the greater scheme of things. But personally, I find that term European vague and misleading. I know many in America have a strong emotional connection to the term European, and I am not saying that that is wrong. All I am saying is let's have some clarity on the matter and other matters. Clarity not only in terms of what is truth, if we even know what that is, but also knowing why we're using certain terms. And I know some people say, well, we already know, so why should we talk about it? It's only complicating matters. But I say, if we do not explore the myth, if we keep everything overly simplistic, holding on to ideas religiously only because it fits the best, supposedly, then perhaps this is not a sign of awakening. And anyway, there are many ideas of what we are and our past and what our gods are, etc. So honestly exploring that, I do not think is any harm. I know there is the idea that white people have evolved in Europe. I do not necessarily agree with this. Also, there is the idea that white people, or blue-eyed people, have only existed for 7,000 years. And this I definitely do not agree with. But there are various ideas. Just because white people are mostly in Europe now, it doesn't mean that they are Europeans, that this is their absolute origin, just as black people are not necessarily Africans. Although I would say that they are more Africans than we are Europeans, in the context of Africans were within Africa until the Jews took them to the Americas, not white people. Maybe white-ish people. I'm not saying white-ish as in the Black Irish. I am saying white-ish as in not Aryan. And the Jews owned 97% of the slave ships and even had white slaves, who often had less rights than the black slaves. What I mean by black people are more African than white people are European in this context is that if white people were all over the planet while black people were stuck in Africa, although some may have found their way elsewhere, then black people would be more African than white people would be European. Not to downplay the importance of Europe for white people, but then I could also say that white people have looked after Europe for such a long time. It is the white continent, and other continents have been taken over. Of course, other continents can be bigger than little Europe. So should we even be talking in terms of continents? But if we are talking in terms of stewardship of the land, whites would be more European than blacks would be African. And whites would be more African than the blacks would be African. So I am not against the term European. I just wish to put it in its proper context. And if you put your definition in a proper context, you can actually gain more ground with it than keeping your definition simplistic and defending it to the hilt, especially when others are simply trying to expand the same narrative, but by taking it out of the box that it is emotionally restrained within. But then I could also say that we are also Africans, and perhaps in the past there was more white people in Africa than sub-Saharan African people. I also find that the term European seems to be an excuse for a limited argument. It's a very catch-all term, which I guess can be its strength, but I find it works towards the lowest common denominator of many arguments and defeats the purpose, such as European movements to take back Europe, but using watered-down terms, symbols, and ideas when we have National Socialism. And National Socialism worked. So why should we use watered-down movements? We should be using National Socialism, true National Socialism. And we are told that it is evil. But all other movements, it seems, at least, are compromised. Either actually infiltrated, started to subvert, or compromised because the message is not clear enough. It is too vague and works to the lowest common denominator. I strongly believe we should throw off all of these halfway movements and fully embrace National Socialism worldwide and just cut to the chase. And I think it can be done. And I think perhaps it must be done because the solutions are there. We just need to embrace them. Also, I find the term European and even the term white, but not as much so, suggests that people who come from Europe, who are quote-unquote native Europeans, are quote-unquote white. But there have been many invasions of Europe, and the southern Europeans and eastern Europeans, to a large extent, have been mixed up. They are still white. They still to some degree have that spirit, because they are mostly of iron stock. But, again, it is a simplified message. But then to say that a certain nation, for example, Italy, is quote-unquote not white, well, there's lots of different people in Italy, and there are a lot of blondes in Italy, in northern Italy especially, and I have met some amazing Italian people with black hair and brown eyes, and I would call them white, and even of good stock, except for a bit of an admixture. My issue is that if we keep mixing up, then we may get to a tipping point where we lose our iron spirit, and the number of pure people becomes very minimal. I am tempted to think that it is a program, but a program that many may not want to face. There is also the program of tall, dark, and handsome, which I think blonde women especially should snap out of. And I know blonde women who have told me they have snapped out of it, and they know it was a program. I sometimes feel that inconsistencies are allowed so that some people feel more comfortable because it is convenient, sometimes to the detriment of the overall message. It isn't necessarily the fact that the message is watered down, which I still might have a bit of an issue with. It is the fact that people water down their messages and say that that is what we need to do, but then they actually believe that themselves. So we have to water down our message to get the message across. But then we have to believe the watered-down message. But then if we didn't believe the watered-down message, we would be a hypocrite, right? But then aren't we being a hypocrite, actually lying to ourselves in the first place? For example, I would have a big problem if all of the people of Europe were to randomly move around so that Nordics and Germanics were mixed up to the same degree as Kosovans and Spanish people. Just a mixed-up bag. The result would still look white enough, but we might lose that special essence. And I think that it is those special few purer people that actually keeps the boat from sinking. I prefer the term Aryan because I believe it means our divine right to rule, to look after this world and make it paradise. The Weltreich, the World Reich. And this can be in harmony with other races. The other races can have their lands, and we can have our lands, with, yes, Europe as the centre, and Germany as the centre of that, the beating cultural heart. And I do think that we should have lands back, a lot of it, but perhaps not all of it, because it could end up that we had 90% of this earth at one time. I would not be surprised. And since there are so many of the other races, they will need a lot of land. So let's see how they deal with their own affairs without our helping hand. I think at least the Chinese and Japanese may be able to do okay. Much of the rest we would have to see. But it should not be our concern. It should be our concern that they have the lands, enough of it. But once they have that, once we have a good understanding, then we should have that good understanding and not constantly go and save people while telling them that they can freely come and go within our lands. We will have to have strict laws when it comes to the other races. And when we have that, and when we have more order, we will need fewer laws amongst ourselves, because the way of things will be understood. We will not have this technological anarchy that we have now, which means no social order, only control over, a marriage of capitalism and communism, the right and left holding hands behind the scenes to end true order and white supremacy and wipe Aryans from the history books. Not just white genocide, but total white annihilation. The best among the Gentiles ye shall kill, from the Talmud, i.e. the Jewish plan of white genocide, by removing the best, the leaders, those who can lead us from the Goy state to the Yog state. Aryans have always been a deeply spiritual race, and looking inwards and for deeper meaning. Jews also look for deeper meaning, but only so they can use it for their own control. They are materialistic. Aryans can be materialistic to the extent that they can use materials to create something divine. And in this way, every act that is not subverted, of course, becomes a divine gesture of reverence to creation. Both are ritualistic, but one is creative and one is destructive. One is a living spiritual order, and the other is a dying decay, hanging on for dear life. The vampire race. This Jewish society does not nurture or protect the spiritual, physical, or emotional wealth or well-being of individuals, quote-unquote, humanity, and most especially, race, because Jews are the anti-race. Yet at the core of their people, they keep purity to whatever purity is for them. Perhaps we need a re-glorification, but through innocence, which again is exactly what National Socialism was trying to bring back for the people, for the race, a re-genics. And it may take a couple of generations of eugenics for us even to get back to where we were in the time of National Socialist Germany. Of course, it is not just dysgenics, the opposite of eugenics, which is not at all evil, unless, of course, an evil race uses eugenics to upbreed themselves such as the Jews, who do that. Well, for white people, it is totally unacceptable. Now the argument would no longer be eugenics to create supermen. Now the argument would be eugenics just to bring back what we had 100 years ago. And with the degenerate state of white people today, I think this could be a very reasonable argument. But yet we still have to see the same old pictures of the strong Germans. But surely this should be an example to us. Nearly everyone I see in the videos of the people in National Socialist Germany look very attractive and very healthy. And now half the people look like they are melting. Really, I see it as the only natural solution. Natural solutionism. What else? This is the one idea that the Jews really want to destroy. I really think it has the keys to unlock the gates to what we should be. Now, most people don't even have imagination, let alone a race culture, to inspire them. Now it is go imagination, and the spell masters give the ideas, and usually it is extremely materialistic and lacks any real reason, except maybe to distort what is good, because that is seen as the new standards of nobility. Or maybe what we need is natural selectionism to defend and prevail and never let ourselves be goyified again. And if you really want non-violence, then a lot of that comes through better breeding. And on the other side, we could be humble, but not humble to give way or to be small or subservient, but humble through honour, because we can, not to please others or to gain points. To truly be humble is to know what honour really is. And honour is strength of character in body, mind and spirit. And this is what dysgenics really destroys. In terms of the spiritual aspect, spirituality cannot be a giving up on this world or in this world. It should be the inspiration to act and be better within the world. But of course it is not just the in this world that is controlled and distorted, so that it is such a maze that most people don't even attempt to try to understand it. It is also the spiritual understanding, and I think only connecting through the ancient knowing, the ancient Aryan culture and gods, that we can get a true picture of what is divine and our purpose and the real meaning of it all. I am really considering whether or not I want to put out this show at all. I don't want to make this show just for the sake of it. I don't want to put information together just to get it out there, because I really want things to get moving forward and I want to put out true value. So I hope that there is true value in this show and that it does move the dialectic forward. I can understand why people have to repeat the same information to get it into people's heads. I guess it's also looking at the various angles of the situation, decoding it. I guess people have so much bought certain ideas that they really need the whole thing to be decoded, or they need to make jumps in awareness, in understanding. But this is one reason why I hardly make shows, because I feel discouraged at how the dialectic goes round and round in circles with the same ideas and keep stepping backwards into this or that dialectic, perhaps moving forwards very slowly. Of course, the world changes one step at a time, because it is a whole world view of everyone that slowly changes. I just wish that that would crack open so that it could move forward faster and people stop buying this box or that box of perception. We need to really enlighten ourselves and be strong. And there is knowledge and information we need to know. There is an actual reality, a game being played, perhaps within something greater that we can't even know. But there are realities to that game. It isn't just all one. It isn't just that simple. Some things are simple, some things are complex. It is a structure. We have to understand that structure of the reality, not simply be totally wishy-washy, or make things totally over-elaborate, or just keep chugging along with our same current dialectics, left, right, mainstream, alternative, etc. We need to realize that these are all fabricated lies to catch us within. It is the dark wizard's trick, and we should be the wizards of light, the new knights of honor for victory for our people. There should be an order, a means of understanding that makes sense and is based on common sense, a higher common sense, our common sense, not the limited programmed common sense, our intuitive knowing. This can be our foundation, not a stuck limited order, but a profound order that allows us to grow and be better and find real truth of value that is definitive and does not decay and is not compromised by worldviews or a world of decay that never allows anything even decent to establish itself or even become something great. This I will call empirical Aryanism. I believe that through National Socialism we can refind our cultural destiny. And I do not like labels, but I see this as more than just a label. This was a real movement. It was beyond a movement. It was a real awakening to what we are. Principles for right living. For me, clear messages have a structure, a simple structure, but not simplistic. It is not for the lowest common denominator. It is something that can be followed, understood, and applied, and truly unfold into the world, and become something bigger and greater. We do not have this muddling maze of information, where people either just get lost in it, or perhaps just decide they will not think at all. We can have order that does not need overthinking, but has right thinking that can become something. When you have true order and balance, you know when it is the right time to act. Because people have been made stupid and they lack right knowing, people act hastily with emotions and fail to see the bigger picture. But consideration is needed. People do not live with real principles anymore. Or if they do, they are programmed principles. But people rebel against the programmed principles and just end up having none. All these forms of discipline, such as Kung Fu and yoga, this should be a way of life, a way of thinking. Life Kung Fu, life yoga. You can call it what you like. You can say that these things are not of our culture, but I think that they are, because I think this knowledge was ours. And we are not allowed to access it. And what is left in other lands used to be ours. People are indoctrinated into bad understanding, practice, and knowledge. And this creates the world that we are living in, because people do not rebel against it. They cannot think of another way. And even if they do, they fall into another trap, or think that it is not worth it. Also, you have happy-clappy worldviews that are never serious. I am not saying that we should always be serious. I am saying that if we find who we are and our true order, we can find an inner cheer through the knowing that we live in a true order. But it is not a fake happiness. We will not be like stupid monkeys. We will be childlike, not childish. We should be in control of our own lives and our own culture. And we cannot have degeneracy pulling that down. High music and art are refined. It is a matter of taste. It does have a joy. It is not grey and dead, like the fake view of quote-unquote Nazi-dom. This is colourful because it emanates from a true vibration that is not a spoilt mess of silly, stupid expressions of people who have no integral core. Only then can you truly control the narratives, because everything is in its right place, in its right order. I have loud, annoying music to deal with, which is really slowing me down. I will now read an article from the Renegade Tribune. The title is Europeans or Whites? The Advantage of Using Accurate Terms, posted November 16, 2015, by Victor S. What is the best way to classify and identify the native Europeans, populations, and their descendants? Before digging a little more into the topic, let's define or discuss, if you do not agree, some terms first, from more specific to more general terms. Country, a defined physical territory which has a defined population within its borders and runs under a specific government system and body of laws. Nation state, where a defined country encloses as its only or major population a defined nation, so that that country is a nation state, although the most correct term will be nation country. If the government of that country effectively resides in the nation, example sovereign nation, then we can correctly say that this is a nation state. Example Germany, although being a mostly nation country, has been in external Jewish occupation, so we can no longer say that it is a nation state. Nation, a subset of population where, although obviously sharing the overall ties of people within a defined Volk, example Germanic peoples, all speaking a Germanic language, although German and Swedish are not mutually intelligible, for example, share a specific and additional subset of historical, genetic, cultural and linguistic ties and characteristics that differentiates them from the rest of the people of the Volk. In short, nations develop from folks, F-O-L-K or V-O-L-K. A major determination from folks is that mostly European nations developed generally between late prehistory and recorded history. Example, the German nation, Deutsche, in brackets, developed from the Germanic Volk, mostly between the beginning of the migration period and the beginning of the High Middle Ages. I don't personally know how much history has been changed, or even how much alternative history is also a distraction, but I will continue reading. Volk or people originated primarily from a native European way of thinking. I do think we can call ourselves native European, from which the 19th and 20th century German way is the most recognized, where the human populations of the world are classified around common evolutionary origins, common linguistic structures, common cultural characteristics, and common genetic composition. The 19th to 20th century German Volkisch movement, for example, would define and classify most of the European populations in Volks, like Germanic, Germanen / German, Germanen / Lower German, Germanen / Dutch, Germanen / Afrikaans, Germanen / Danish, Germane / Norwegian Bokmål, and Germane / Swedish, Slavic, and Mediterranean peoples, and so on. Furthermore, a Volk is, in general, a collection of related components or races, but it is also a collection of nations which developed from it. On a side note, I have seen some information that suggests that at one point the whole of Europe was in fact German and spoke German as its high language, and that even place names have changed. They used to be Germanic. But anyway, back to this article. A major characteristic of European folks is that they developed mainly in prehistoric times. Example, up to the Germanic heroic period for the Germanic Volk. We can imply elaborated behavior and social characteristics or tendencies from certain Volks. Example, for the Germanic Volk, strong sense of honor, group membership, seeking of social status, warlike attitude, leader/chief-based society, simple but effective hierarchical structure, exploration and risk-taking, teamwork, strong respect and attachment to nature, monogamous and medium-sized families, and common landmarks. Various depictions many of them romanticized, of different ancient Germanic groups and related gods. Race. In general, race can be understood as a defined genetic group or subgroup that usually resides between a folk and or a nation, but also can range across folks and nations. Usually most folks are constituted mainly from a small group of predominant races, but lesser smaller races cannot be underestimated. On the other hand, nations usually derive from a single of a couple of predominant races, but this is more like a rule of thumb. Races are a product of profound ancient genetic changes over thousands of years. I may not fully agree with this. I don't necessarily agree with this idea that our race has been forged to become something strong through environmental factors. I think perhaps it is more that we can deal with these conditions, perhaps because we had a predisposition to deal with it beforehand. But anyway, back to the article. Under extreme environments and extended social trouble, and they precede folks in some degree, but also race and bulk could develop alongside. Apart from the genetic aspect, which can be analysed more accurately given its age and the difficulty of trying to document the background of its development in an accurate way, we can only imply basic behavioural and social characteristics or tendencies for certain races. Example, for races of Northern and Central European origins, delaying of gratification, tribe membership, tribe respect and acceptance, and predisposition for monogamy and common landmarks. Europeans, a very broad term, mostly of geographical origin, which encloses all of the folks and nations which have been developed mainly in the European continent and immediate Eurasian regions. Example, some regions beyond the Urals and some regions beyond the Caucasus Mountains, which I guess again makes it vague. Although a mostly geographical term, the kind of geographical isolation of Europe includes related islands since the Ice Ages, has been driving the development of European folks, European nations, in a very specific way, isolating that development in some degree from events of other regions of the world. I think we have more been genocided down to mostly Europe, but that is just my opinion. Isolating that development in some degree from events of other regions of the world, both in blood and culture. In short, most European peoples share slash borrow common characteristics from each other. As European peoples have been isolated from the rest of the world, they have influenced each other since the beginning of times, affecting the development of folks and nations in some degree. Yeah, I do think that there is a European culture that has been developed in Europe, but I think there may have been a greater Aryan culture that was around the world, and that European culture is just a taste of this. White, a pretty new term, although the Greeks used a similar term to refer themselves in contrast to people from African and Middle East. The current term comes from the 17th century, mainly from English-speaking colonies, in order to differentiate Europeans, quote-unquote, from native or imported. Example, blacks in America, Americas, populations. Although white could be understood as a simplified way to say European in those times, well, yeah, they came from Europe, but because they came from Europe, that does not mean that that was their original origin. It just means that they were European, that they came from Europe to Africa or elsewhere. Anyway, that was just my thoughts again. Back to the article. There are some flaws with it because currently white mainly refers to skin color, or at least the media try to imply that. There are also other problems, as not all native populations of Europe are that white. Example, many Sicilians, southern Spaniards, and Greeks could be pretty dark-skinned, and also many people without or questionable European origins could be white-skinned. I would suggest also Aryan. We cannot separate blood history, language, culture, and customs from each other in order to define us as we saw. So, what can we infer from this? Although many Europeans in America, if that makes sense, and even Europeans in Europe, that makes more sense, use white to refer themselves currently. Currently, white is mostly a synonym of just white skin, without cultural and historical backgrounds, thanks to the corrupt actions of media and politics, and given the kind of melting pot that have become some places, like the US, example where many Mexicans are apparently whiter, thanks to a degree of former interracial mixing with Spaniards, and the fact that, with lower sunlight levels, they do not develop properly their melanin in their skins. So given the kind of media and political attack that the Europeans are receiving, using generic terms could be counterproductive. Also, the kind of stigma that white currently has, again thanks to media and government, is hard to forget. Apart from the fact that researching in our own origins is a truly enriching experience, identifying ourselves in more accurate terms is a more effective way of challenging the system. For example, for a complex European population like the US, very complex if they are all mixed up, we can infer that the most of its white populations are Europeans. Also, we can infer that most are from the Germanic people, given that most are from nations of Germanic folk. I would suggest that Germanic stock is true iron stock. Also, most speak English or other Germanic languages. I would suggest English is retarded Germanic and backwards. Anyway, like Pennsylvania High German / Pennsylvanisch Deutsch, that's spelled Deitsch, or Mennonite Low German / Plutidisch. Furthermore, for people of English descent, they certainly will fall within the English nation. For most descendants of Germans don't speak German. They brought to the US many of their traditions and customs and could classify in some degree as a mixed but predominantly German nation, and so on. If Mark, brainwashed / SJW, asks Friedrich, nationalist, both white, Mark asks, what do you think about Black Lives Matter? And Friedrich responds, well, that's fine, but you know what? German lives also matter. And Mark, confused, would say, what do you mean with German lives? And Friedrich self-confidently answers, well, I'm not just white. I am from European descent. My family comes from the German nation. I have a great appreciation for the peoples of Europe. We, the Europeans, and particularly the Germans, developed great things like science, engineering, and medicine that improved the lives of people around the globe, even in Africa. And we fought against social injustice for fair work and wages, and even fought to the end some forms of slavery, like the debt slavery. So I think that our lives also matter. And Mark, still confused but intrigued, would probably say, well, I didn't know that. What would happen if Friedrich would just say, white lives also matter, fucking niggers, to his brainwashed / SJW partner? Proving knowledge, showing good arguments and self-confidence is probably the best way to change the political climate and convince others of the validity of our ideas. End of the article. I think we need to let the world know that National Socialism is the answer, and that it is not evil, and that it can preserve culture of all true nations, not just white countries. It is a platform to change this world. A new mythos is dawning, the mythos of the blood. This is our new story that we can embrace. This earth can be beautiful again, possibly beyond our wildest imagination. People can be happy, fulfill their potential. NSDAP will make us all free. Thank you for listening to this show. I know it may be very controversial to many people, but I feel I had to speak my mind, and perhaps I've put some ideas in another context. I think we need to lay the groundwork for what is to come. We have to be the solution, natural solutionism. We are the true order. May the new knights, the true knights, rise and claim their rightful place. National socialism for all good people and all true nations. I also think the topic of Rh negative blood is very important. I think the elite, the Jewish elite, want to have the Rh negative blood just for themselves and have that as their bloodline, the special blood, and to get rid of others who have it. I think this is a topic that people could look into, and this may indeed be alien blood, alien iron, ancient irons, because it is unlike blood of all other people, and it seems it is iron blood, white blood, although some claim that this is the reptilian blood and is more proof that white people are evil. In fact, I am wondering if the reptilian idea is really so that at some point in the future they have an excuse to get rid of white people because they have evil blood. Also, people with this blood seem to be exceptionally awake. Perhaps iron blood truly is the Holy Grail. I'm not sure if I will be making any more shows for a long time because it takes a lot of energy to put them together, and I don't want to be saying something I've already said or keep going over old topics or mentioning talking points. Not that this has no value. I just don't want to take up my own time with that. And if I'm going to make a show, especially if it is only so often, I want to put something unique and a message that I want to put out, whether or not others agree with it. For now, this will be my final show, because I have to work on building my own self up. I think it is important that I have made these shows, at least for myself, but I think I have done my duty for now. And I think that it is important that people raise their voices, but there is a time and a place for everything. And right now, my place, I think, is elsewhere, and I don't think that I will be adding any less value. It is just in another way. If I feel the calling again to make more shows, perhaps if I'm more settled or more inspired, or I feel it is the right time, then maybe I will. But I cannot spend so much time thinking about making shows. I need to put my energy elsewhere right now. And I think everyone can do their bit in this world in various ways. Some people make radio shows and put out messages which can be very important. But I don't want to make a radio show unless it is right. I have to be feeling it, and I have to be genuine. I feel right now I have reached the end of a road, and I need to grow and find myself before I can speak again from another place, from another vantage point. We need to build up ourselves, work on ourselves, and be better. And right now, making radio shows seems to be a distraction for me in that aim. I don't want to make radio shows for the sake of it. But I do hope that other people can step up and have valuable voices, so that there is a wall of sound, so that not just the so-called Overton window gets moved, but the whole wall gets removed. The veil of perception. The veil of deception. It is time for us to be defiant and proud, to know what is right, and to stand up for that when it is right, and do the right thing. If we can be strong, this lie will end very quickly. All we need is a few more voices, and we need to constantly be working on ourselves, and learning, and becoming greater. I feel happy that I have made these shows, and I feel happy that I am moving on, at least for now. I feel empowered and excited for the future. I feel that I have achieved something, and I am so glad that I did shows on Renegade Broadcasting, because it meant that I could really speak my true voice, and we need more like it, smashing through all the narratives and coming out strong on the other side through the strength of truth, and we shall prevail. For truth and freedom, Sieg Heil.
Today a new mythos is dawning, the mythos of the blood.
marschieren, schlägt der Trommler schon Alarm in den fremdesten Quartieren. Noch im Osten glüht der Brand, sieh die Sterne funkeln. Unterjochtes deutsches Land, du liegst immer noch im Dunkeln. Schwestern, denkt an uns zurück, wie wir
тайну свою вспоминаю. Снова бегу в ожидании чуда, я к берегам океана. Новой земле отдам я поклон, чем же земля эта славна?
deutschen Vaterland? Ist es das Pommern, das Westfalenland? Ist es, wo der Sand der Dünen weht? Ist es, wo die Donau brausen geht? Oh nein, 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 nein. Sein Vaterland muss größer sein. Das Vaterland muss größer sein, das unser Ahnen erbauten Stein für Stein. Deutscher Geist ist euch vielfach unterschätzt, es wird gelogen und die Klingen täglich gewetzt. Man raubt uns unsere Identität. Ein Ideal, das zuweilen verweht. Wir sind die Stimme. Was ist des deutschen Vaterland? So nenne endlich mir ein Land, soweit die deutsche Zunge klingt und deutsche Jugendlieder singt. Das soll es sein, das soll es sein. Dieses Land deutscher ist dein. Das Vaterland muss größer sein, das unser Ahnen erbauten Stein für Stein. Deutscher Geist wird vielfach unterschätzt, es wird gelogen und die Klingen täglich gewetzt. Man raubt uns unsere Identität. Ein Ideal, das zuweilen verweht. Wir sind die Stimme der letzten Legion gegen diesen unreinen Strom.
Today a new mythos is dawning. The mythos of the blood. The belief that the godly essence is to be defended through the blood.